As we reported earlier this week, the Centers for Disease Control has established priorities for who should get vaccinated for swine flu. Those vaccinations would happen in the fall, but the new H1N1 strain hasn't waited for the official start of flu season. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, swine flu right now is having a big impact on one venerable institution, summer camp.
9-year-old Jessica Sass had a great time at Camp Alanim in Southern California this summer, but she had fewer bunkmates to share in the fun.
Yeah, 6 of them got sent home.
That's half the cabin. They developed fevers, went to the infirmary, parents were notified to come and get them.
And then we saw these two big luggage things on both sides of the door, and we all started bursting in tears and stuff. It was sad. So then there was 6 left.
And so what did the 6 of you do right then?
We were in a circle, we sat down on the floor and took a silent moment and we thought about, like, everything. We were just hoping that nobody else would get sick and they would come back soon.
They did come back, but out of 410 kids at Camp Alanim's first session, 160 were sent home, suspected of having swine flu. This was despite the camp's best efforts to screen them when they arrived, say Jessica's parents, Deborah and Larry Sass.
They actually took all of the kids' temperatures, and anyone over 99.5 was sent home for 7 days, like regardless of the reason for their fever.
And actually where they held this was at a different part of camp, so the parents or the children didn't even enter the camp until that process was complete.
Swine flu has been an issue for summer camps across the nation. In Maine, which has more than 100 overnight camps, at least 33 have had outbreaks of swine flu. The Muscular Dystrophy Association, which runs 80 camps around the country, decided to cancel all sessions in July and August after a few campers in Utah, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania came down with the disease. Dr. Valerie Swick, the medical director of the MDA, says that decision disappointed 2,500 would-be campers and the volunteers who work with them.
You know, our campers talk about camp as being, you know, the best week of the year. But, you know, we needed to, again, put the health and safety of the campers and the volunteer community first.
That's because people with muscular dystrophy and similar disorders are especially at risk, says Swick.
Children with muscular dystrophies and related diseases often have weakness of their respiratory muscles and are prone to the flu and complications from the flu.
The outbreaks in summer camps are a warning of what schools may be dealing with come fall. Kimberly Ueda is the director of student medical services at the Los Angeles Unified School District. She says they're beginning to take precautions now.
We're collaborating with County Public Health to display posters that talk about hand washing and covering your cough and cough etiquette. You know, that's out of the ordinary for us, but it's certainly in line with, I think, what is being recommended.
School district warehouses are also chock full of waterless hand sanitizer. And it's not just students who are at risk, says Ueda. The district is figuring out what to do if a lot of teachers and other staffers come down with swine flu.
How schools continue to operate given a scenario with, you know, 20% absenteeism, 30% absenteeism or more.
Hopefully it won't come to that. But really no one knows right now whether this fall the swine flu pandemic will be devastating or just an extension of the usual flu season. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.